left off discussing the Tosus Gimel Beis Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosus is bothered by a fundamental question: that why does the Gemara have to search so far for a source of Esed HaChalos HaSeh? And why does the Gemara question whether it's possible to assume that the Neseh can be Do Chalos HaSeh Sheish Bo Kares? You don't have to look beyond the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum is Doche Eish Esach, and therefore Hi HaNosenes, let that be the source of Esed HaChalos HaSeh, even when you're dealing with an Aveira Chamur. And Tosus writes the following, that maybe one could suggest that, you know what, that indeed is the Gemara later. After all, because the Gemara does indeed suggest that maybe one could derive from the case of Eish HaSach, that just like Yibum is Doche Eish HaSach, so too, that Yibum should be Doche Nisar Vachos Isha, that's a Sugya Dav Zayin with Beis. Tosus says that Gemara is not working with the Yisod of Esed HaChalos HaSeh. How do we know that that's true? Because the Gemara gives a teretz. You know why you can't derive from Eish HaSach? Because look, Hasam, in the typical case of Yibum Eish HaSach, that is considered to be Chad Yisura. Here we're interested in two brothers marrying two sisters, that's considered to be Trei Yisuri. It's obvious, Tosu says, that cannot be a teretz to the application of Esed HaChalos HaSeh, because Lo Mifal Ginan B'Shum Makom. Because when it comes to the klal of Esed HaChalos HaSeh, it matters little whether it's one lav, whether it's two Yisurim. We even allow an Esed to be Doche Shnei Lavim. So if that really was the kash of the Gemara, that really could not have been the teretz at all. Wow. Even before you get to Tosus, it's Alkasha, the Teretz, but you see clearly from Tosus, no? And that is Esed HaChalos HaSeh will allow a single Esed to be Doche multiple Lavim, and that is a significant Machlokas Rishonim against the Rashban Dav Zayin, against the Ritfan Dav Zayin, against, we pointed out, is the Mashmaos of Rashi and the Chesem and Aleph, because after all, Rashi raises the question, how can you go ahead and derive cases of multiple arayos from a single Isser Erva? How can that possibly be? You know what the Gemara answers, according to Rashi? No. Hekesh Drabiona was based on Hekesh. And Rashi adds, Ein Mishivan al Hekesh. You know what Ein Mishivan al Hekesh means? Your kasha is a valid kasha, but despite the kasha, Ein Mishivan al Hekesh. Well, that means, B'chol Tarakula, you cannot derive two Yisrim from one Isser. Maybe uniquely end up Chesem at Aleph because the Gemara is dealing with the Hekesh and Ein Mishivin ala Hekesh. Wow. So maybe that seems to indicate, again, a deal. In Rashi Shita, like the Rashba, like the Ritzvah, that Esed HaChalos HaSeh has a limited capacity to be Doche single up, but not to be Doche multiple up. And so that is a very significant Machlokes Rishon. And we started to discuss the following, that how does that fit with the Sugya Nazir and up Memches, because this is not the Machlokas Rishonim. This Lechor is the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We know, for example, a Kohen Gadol is Matame the Meis Mitzvah. We know that a Nazir is Matame the Meis Mitzvah as well. The Gemara raises the following question. What happens if you have a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir? You have multiple Yisurim. Is it possible for that individual, a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir, to be Matame the Meis Mitzvah? You know what the answer is? Yes. How do you know that that's true? Rabbi Kiva says that requires a Gzeiras HaKosah. The fact that a Kohen Gadol is Matame Meis Mitzvah, the fact that a Nazir is Matame Meis Mitzvah, does not necessarily shed light on a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir. Because after all, you're dealing with multiple Yisurim. And you cannot necessarily assume what is true of a single Yisur would be true of multiple Yisurim. And therefore, I agree, the halacha is yes, but that requires a Gzeiras HaKosah. What is the Gzeiras HaKosah? Ooh, Vayikra Vav. La'achiv. There's a ribui in the pasuk when it comes to a nazir, that even if the nazir is also a Kohen Gadol, nonetheless he is metame l'meis mitzvah. Wow. And Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Rabbi Yishmael says, that cannot be a ribui in the pasuk of la'achiv. Why? Because I agree with you, but no ribui is necessary. No ribui is necessary. If a Kohen Gadol is metame l'meis mitzvah, and a nazir is metame l'meis mitzvah, a Kohen Gadol who is a nazir is obviously metame l'meis mitzvah as well. Cave under Achmana, Shara Chadlav. So therefore, Mali Chadlav, Mali Treylav him. If the Torah says Mutter. So therefore, you don't need any pasuk whatsoever. Wow. So this seems to be a huge tune, and that is, can a person glean from cases where it's Doche Yisur A, that is Doche Yisur A, and B, Rabbi Akiva says the default position is no, unless you have a Gzeiras HaKosav. There's no Gzeiras HaKosav when it comes to Esed HaChalos HaSeh. that it's even docha multiple Yisurim. So that would sound as though, you know what? One Yisur yes, multiple Yisurim no. And Rabbi Yishmael says, once you see it can push aside a lav, it makes little difference whether it's chad lav, whether it's trei lavim. Isn't that a machlokas Rishonim? How can it be a machlokas Rishonim? Or how can Tosa say the Raposha here, the Gilma Beis, when it's Mefurish against the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that you require a drasha to tell you indeed that this is true? Oh, that's Akasha, that's the Pimagadim, Shoshanas Amakim in Klal Beis, and that's what Rabbi Chanan quotes in the Kovetz Ha'aras in Simen Ches. Wow, so that's something which is stunning. So how do you resolve that? Well, we're not going to align the Machlokas or Shonam Machlokas, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Yishmael. We're asked to assume the following, that, you know what? Halachut v'halachut. It's true, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Yishmael argue about something, but you know what? Oh, that's not necessarily fully relevant to our issue, our issue. Why would you distinguish? Oh, that sugya is talking about Kvod HaBrios, Kfuras Ameis. Undeniably, you're right. When it comes to Kvod HaBrios and Kfuras Ameis, guess what? There's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael as to whether you need a Gzeres HaKosa to tell you to dochem multiple avim. Here we're not dealing with Kvod HaBrios. Here we're dealing with Esei Dochalos Esei. Do I have a right to say, and does it really matter? What's the difference between whether what is being doche, whether it's Kvod HaBrios, whether it's a mitzvah sasei, the bottom line is A is being doche, B, the answer is, whoa, it makes a significant difference as to what A is, what A is. If A is considered to be Kvod HaBrios, then Rabbi Kiva maintains, you cannot assume. If it's doche yisir A, it's doche yisir B. Mashenkin, when it comes to Esei Dochalos Esei, why indeed would that be? I would just tell you the following as a starting point. Just look at the Lashon HaGemara. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. Sometimes, you know, we start thinking, we don't give proper attention to the Lashon HaGemara. When the Gemara tells us, Nasugia, the Gemara tells us, Brachos Daf Yates, Kvod HaBrios is Dochen, certain Isurim. You know what the Gemara says? Godol Kvod HaBrios. Godol Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaBrios is so powerful, it's so potent, it has the capacity to go and to be Dochen. You know what? Because that's a question of Godol versus Katan. Godol versus Katan. Right. What takes priority over the other? What is the gadol? What is considered to be the katan? Oh, so you know what? If that really is the equation, you know, you have a clash. So something has to give. You know, so I have to determine what is a mitzvah rabbah? Well, what is a mitzvah zuta? You know, how exactly do I know what the levels are? You know what? So kvod habrios is considered to be a significant consideration. A significant consideration. Even to the point that it can be docha alav. I'll ask you the following. And what happens if in one corner you have Kvod HaBrios, in another corner you have something that is exceedingly chamor, that's a no-brainer. That if A is docha B and C, if it's a question of gadol versus katan, how do you know indeed that that's true? Sayinah finami, that's the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva. Gadol Kvod HaBrios and it's juxtaposed against a single lav. Multiple Yisurim, a Kohen Gadol who is an Azir. You know what? If the answer is yes, that requires a separate Zeres HaKosov. Because there you're dealing with Gadol versus Katan. Gadol versus Katan. That's something which is significant. Is that really true when it comes to Esei Dochalos Esei? When you look here, Yevamos Dav Zayin, there the Gemara's language is quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. The Gemara says the following. We have Makoros, we're going to see, to tell you Esei Dochalos Esei. And the Gemara says, you know what? That's something which is shocking. Because why? Lo sasei is chamer mine. A lav is much, much more chamer than an essay. And yet, because the essay of doche lo sasei. Wow. You know what that means? When it comes to Kvod HaBrios, Kvod HaBrios is doche because. Essay doche lo sasei, not because, despite. No? Despite the fact that it's only an essay. Despite the fact that it's only an essay. Nonetheless, such a chiddush, kasi esi, and we're going to see why that's true. We know the Rav Poshut that a lav is much, much more chamor. A lav is much more chamor. So in such a case, why would you say such a thing? There must be sufficient reason, there must be a makar, must be a gzeres akasu, but we know, despite the fact that an essay pales compared to a lav, in this sense, it is docha. There's a world of difference between because and despite. If it's because, you can't pile it so high. Maybe because Kvod HaBrios is chamer, it's docha one iser, but that would not allow it to be docha alav sheish poskila. A person is going to drive a car on Shabbos for Kvuras Ameis. You know what you're going to say? Kvod Rabbios is pretty important. Gavul Kvod Rabbios, but not in the face of Hilul Shabbos Daraisa with an Issur of Skila. It's important. It doesn't register here. It registers here, but it's not up there. That's exactly Rabbi Akiva. But when it comes to cases of Esed Al Chalosa, say, a Chiddush, despite the fact. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. Mali Chumra Zutta, Mali Chumra Rabbu. No, that's the Lashon HaGemara. Despite the fact that Nesi is Kalik, Midoch Elav, what difference does it make? Whether the Lav, relatively speaking, is Zuta or whether it's Rabba. Maybe you should even argue that an essay can be Doch Elav Sheish Lokares. Because it's not because of Chumrin Kula, not because of Chumrin Kula. That's pretty important, no? So that is exactly the Chiddush. When it comes to Kfar Rabrios, that's true. I have a machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Rishmo, but Esse Doch Elav Sosai, Hailachud Vahalachud. And therefore, Tosus points out, it's a Debra Pashut, that Esedei Cholosus would apply even in cases of multiple Yisurim. There's another Ha'arah that Rabbi Chanan has in the Kol Batzaros, which is very, very important, and that's the following. We're going to have to discuss this. Oh, I know that when it comes to a case of Meis Mitzvah, that's allowed, even if the person is a Kohen Gadol. I know even an Ozir can be Metame himself, no, for the purpose of Meis Mitzvah. What about the combination? What about the combination? Oh. So Rabbi Chanan points out the following order as well. We're going to have to talk about this, but we'll wait a little bit. That's as follows. You know the impression that you get? That when it comes to the case of Meis Mitzvah, doche. You know what? It overrides. It's Dechia. Oh, it's Dechia because Gadol, Kvar HaBrios. It's a Dechia. I understand. Maybe it's only Doche 1, but it's not Doche 2. Okay. What about that Rashi? No, Brachos Dav Chav, the Ramban's Rashi, no? What about that Rashi? You know, the Gemara is bothered. Kvod HaBrios is not always Dochi Surei D'Araisa. Not always. Imagine that, you know what? You're sitting out there, right? And you're surrounded by dozens and dozens of people. And for whatever reason, all you're wearing is your bathrobe. No? That's the sugya, brachos daf yates. And your good friend comes over to you. Rabbi Kveger says he really is a good friend because he's mechuyev to tell you that bathrobe is shatnez. That bathrobe is shatnez. If he wasn't such a good friend, he'd let you go. No? He's a really good friend. No? You're not allowed to wear shatnez. And he tells you, you know what that beged is shatnez? You know what the Gemara says? Or Rabbi Kiver quotes that, you know what, even though you were completely unaware, that's not called shoge, that's called misasek. Maybe that's a raimun chachas from that sugya. Brachos daf yates, that misasek is a maisaver. Wow. That's the Rabbi Kiveger, now the chulis, it's in the test. Wow. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's different. Because the Gemara says, misasek is chai v'chalam rayu shekeinene. Oh, we're going to see now. If almost daf dalet, no. Shatnes shekeinene. Maybe that's an exception. But you know what? A person is wearing a beged of shatnez, you have to tell him that is a beged of shatnez. Post to afilu b'shul. What about kvod habrios? Isn't that an absolute beach of kvod habrios? You know what the answer is? You're right. But it's a lav daraisa. Kvod habrios cannot be docha a lav daraisa b'kum v'esei. Kvod habrios is gadol, but it can't be docha lav daraisa b'kum v'esei. What do you mean? We just said that Kvod HaBrios is Dochi Yisur Daraisa. Yeah, B'Shev Al Taseh. But not B'Kum V'Esei. What's B'Shev Al Taseh? A person is going to offer a Korban Pesach, and all of a sudden he chances upon a Meis Mitzvah. If he's Osek in the Meis Mitzvah, he'll be unable to. That's called B'Shev Al Taseh. So you know what I'm going to tell him? Be Osek in the Meis Mitzvah, even though, you know what, you're not going to be able to offer your Korban Pesach. Wow, isn't that a stira? Isn't that a stira? Korban Pesach is a din daraisa. Shatnez is a din daraisa. How is it possible that Kvod HaBrios is docha Korban Pesach and not docha Shatnez? You know what the answer is? Shev al taseh shani. That's the last words on the Daf Yutes Amud Beis, the top of Chaf and Aleph and Brachos. Shev al taseh shani. Wow. Okay. So Kvod HaBrios has the ability, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Shev al taseh. Oh, so Rashi's kasha. That's against everything, no? A Kohen is Metami Lekrovim. A Kohen is Metami for Meis Mitzvah. A Nazir is Metami, right, for Meis Mitzvah. A Kohen Gadol is Metami for Meis Mitzvah. All that's B'Shev Al Taseh. That's not b'shev al ta'aseh. A Yisrael is b'shev al ta'aseh. Because Yisrael is allowed to become tummy, but as an effect of the tumah, he cannot fulfill the mitzvah. That's b'shev al ta'aseh. A kohen, a nazir kohen, all of that is kumvesei. All of that is kumvesei. So how do you resolve that? So Rashi writes the bamshel. Rashi writes the following. You know what? When it comes to krovim, why is it that a kohen is matam in the krovim? Why? Because it's mefurish the krov, right? A kohen is not allowed to be matam in the meis. Lenefesh lo yitama b'mav. No, veikra chafala. The beginning of Parshas Emor. But you know what the pasuk says? Ki im l'shera karavila. You know what ki im means? With exception of. You know what the chiddush of Rashi is? You know what ki im, the exception of, means? Built in. This is a built-in exclusion. To use the language of the Ramban, this is a davar yatzam min haklal. It's not that kfura is doche. It's that in this circumstances, there's no iser for a kohen to be mitami lemeis. There's no iser. That's even beyond hutra. That's the Ramban. It means there's no iser. There's no iser whatsoever. There's no iser. Wow. So it's not that kfod habrios is doche. There's no iser of tumas kohenim. If I wanted to tell you what is the iser of tumas kohenim, what the answer is, a kohen cannot casually become tamei lemeis. But if he's doing so because a karov, avelus, you know what? That's not called casually. That is not within the scope of iser whatsoever. Wow, that's chiddush one of Rashi. Pretty unbelievable. And then a bamshel of Rashi. You know what? What's true of krovim is also true of meis mitzvah. Whoa, that's even a much greater chiddush. That's a much greater chiddush, no? I could have been molded by mitzvahs. I could have said, you know what? What Rashi says when it comes to a karov, I agree, but not when it comes to meis mitzvah. Rostovichik pointed out, take a look at the Tosas. Brachas Nafcha, Tosas disagrees with Rashi. Look carefully in the Tosas. Brachas Kachmala, Tosas only disagrees with meis mitzvah. Not with Grovin. Why, isn't it the same? It's not at all the same, no? It's not at all the same. How do you know that a coin is matam of the Grovin? You know what the answer is? Zilkari Berav. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Ki'im l'shera ha'karavela. It's mefurish v'kara. No, built in. How do you know that a coin is matam of the meis mitzvah? You know what the answer is? Oh, Nazir Memches. A ribui in the pasuk? No. A Nazir when it comes to Krovim? No. But a diok, when it comes to Meis Mitzvah? Yes. Whoa, no. That's a drasha. You know why it's such a chiddush of Rashi? That which is explicit in the pasuk, Ki'im, that's built in. Is it so obvious that Meis Mitzvah is built in? Oh, you know what I'll argue? No. Meis Mitzvah maybe is a dechia. I'll tell you there are three possible shitas. A kohen is matam in the krov, a kohen is matam in the meis mitzvah. Are they both hutra? Are they both duchuya? Or can I split? No? Rashi says the chiddush, built in. You know, in both cases. Not only the case of krov where it's mufurish b'krov, but even in the case of meis mitzvah as well. That's a stunning chiddush. That's Rashi's stunning chiddush. No? Even meis mitzvah is built in. All those ribuyim, all those drashos that we just learned, daf memches, even that means the iser of tumah was not formulated by makom meis mitzvah. Wow. That's Rashi Shita. One could disagree. Tosas splits. That's the diuk in Tosas. Krovim is built in, but not meis mitzvah. When you look in the Rambam Nochas Avelos, Pashim Shat, the Rambam disagrees legamre. The Rambam holds even krovim is only dechuya. Wow. There are three possible shitas. Wow. But Rashi Shita. So Bochana just makes the following ha'ara. This will be very important for the coming sugya, you know? Whoa, the Gemara discusses, and what if it's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? You know? Would that be able to be Dalcha? Wow. So Mochana makes the following comment. All of that makes such good sense according to Tosus, according to the Rambam, that the heter of Meis Mitzvah is Kvod Abrios is Dalcha. If it's Dalcha, you know, I'm going to say to you, you know what? Oh, maybe it's only Dalcha A, but it's not Docha A and B. Maybe Kvod Abrios is Docha one Isser, but it's not Docha multiple Isserim. Oh, so Rabbi Kiva requires a drasha. But Rabbi Chanan just points out, according to Rashi, you know, according to Rashi, basic math, no? Zero and zero is zero, no? Kohen Gadol, Meis Mitzvah, built in, Nazir, Meis Mitzvah, built in. There's no Isser. Yeah, if there's no iser and no iser, you need a gzeres akasiv to tell you that that's mutter, wow. So we'll have to talk about that. Now we'll have to talk about that. Maybe one could argue, hi hanosenes. Maybe one could argue, you need a ribui. And you have a ribui. You know what the ribui tells you? That this is not working with techiyah. Maybe hi hanosenes, the ribui is telling us, whoa, you know what? It's built in, and therefore, don't pile on iser A, iser B, iser C, iser D, because built in. Maybe hi hanosenes, that is gufa. Would you say the same thing about Esei no Chalosa? Say, ooh, we're going to have to learn that. Would you also say built in? Oh, the makom, tzitzis, there's no iser of kilayim. That's built in. Or would you say, no. Not built in, it's a davar yotzam in a cloud, but you know what? This is a tug of war. I have a mitzvah here, I have an iser here, and the question is kind of, what gives? That's what we have to discuss. No, but Rashi Shita is clear. When it comes to Krov, when it comes to the Meis Mitzvah, wow, that is considered to be something which is built in. And I'll tell you the following. If that's good, you understand Rabbi Yishmael. You don't need any ribuyim. You need a ribuy for zero and zero. And Rabbi Kiva has a ribuy for zero and zero. Maybe in Ochanami, Rabbi Kiva will say, how do we know that this is true? The answer is because once the Torah goes out of its way and says that Meis Mitzvah is doche, many surim. Why would that be? You mean Meis Mitzvah is so chamor? Or does it mean, because Chiyai Gavna, there is no Isser at all. Well, so this is a very fundamental machlokas. How you understand Tumas Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, Nazir, Krovim, Meis Mitzvah, good. And how relevant is that to the issue of Esei no Chalosa say? Wow. So the Shita of the Rashba, the Ritva, the Diuk and Rashi is, you know what? When it comes to cases of Esei no Chalosa say, you know what? I'm going to argue that no, ain't Esei Docha Trelavi. One, okay, I understand. Push comes to shove. That's a not built in. This is a Dechia. So an Esei has the ability to override this, but it can't necessarily override this and that. Wow. So let's assume this is so. Ein essay, doche trelav. And what does that mean exactly? That an essay does not have the capacity to doche multiple lav. Let's say a person would do such a thing. A person goes ahead and violates a mitzvah to say, b'makom shnei lavim. And Tosus would say, great. That's the Yisod, that's the cloud. And the Rashba Ritva and Rashi would say, really not great at all, because what do you mean? Ein esei doche trei lavin? Let me ask you the following question. And how many counts is that person high? How many counts is a person high? So we'll continue our math lesson. No zero and zero, zero. What about subtraction? No? I have a cloud of esei doche los esei. But according to the Rashba and the Ritva, that has a limited life, no? An essay can be done for a single lav, but not trey lavin. You know what? If a person would dare do such a thing, is he chayv once or is he chayv twice? Would I really argue that therefore there's no dechia? Zero? There's no dechia. Like you have a lav sheish v'kares, and we say en essay dochalos sheish v'kares, there's no dechia at all. But would I go, what do you mean? Essay dochalos essay, but you know what? You have a remainder. You have a balance. So you're right. One essay, I can take care of that, but you're going to have a remainder. Wow. That's pretty fascinating. The Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Tzmura, not an exact mashal, but the Rambam writes the following. How can you get Malkus for Tzmura? Isn't it Nitek Lesei, Husmrasi Yekodesh? You know what the Rambam writes? Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. There are two Isurim. Lo yachli feno, lo yamir. So it's nitek lesei, husmarasi yekodesh. So you know what the Rambam writes? Good. You have two isurim, and you have one essay. Guess what? So one essay cancels one lav, and you have a balance. Ooh, that's a chiddush of the Rambam. No, that's eretz. The Rambam says, you have a remainder. They're trei lavim. Tosis, the very beginning of Maseches Torah, raises the safek. The opening Mishnah says, there's malchus and temura. You know what Tosis writes? How many malchus? One or two. Because the pasuk says lo yachif eno lo yamir, one or two. Why would you argue one? I can tell you why one. You know why? Maybe because it's fancy Rambam. One is canceled because it's nitek lesei. Ooh. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Lo yachif eno lo yamir. Maybe I'm going to call that kefal halavim. Keifa Lavim. Maybe it's just repetition. A Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Shorosh Tes. No, it's repetition. You're not going to be chayav for repetition. For repetition. Wow, wow. When you get Malkus or Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, how many Malkus are there? The Rambam, no? One or two. Not so clear. Do I argue there's no Sir Bayi Rabbi, Sir Bayi Matzeh? Do I argue that, what do you mean? Maybe it's just Keifa Lavim. The Rambam writes when it comes to Tzmuri, you know what? So one will be canceled, but you have a remainder. What about this concept? No? That Ein Esed Ocha Tre Lavim. There's no Dechia whatsoever. There's no Dechia. Or do you argue, no, you know what? One yes, I'll grant you that slack, but you're going to be Lo Kachas. Wow. Oh, that's reminiscent of what we discussed before. No? We have the principle, Chafam Abeis, of Ein Esed Ocha Losa Se Vese. And we raised that pretty fundamental issue, no? How exactly does that work? Do I argue that, what do you mean, if something is asur as lavin and I say that means it's an avera chamura, shelo nitan nidachos, there's no dechi whatsoever? Or do we argue, no, the essay is docha the lav, but I have a remainder of an essay? That's a very critical issue. When a person engages in an essay, v'makom losa save essay, what would you say the onish would be? What would the onish be? Would there be malchus or no malchus? If you argue that the essay is docha the los essay, all you're left with is a bittel essay, there's no malchus for bittel essay. If you argue that there's no dechi whatsoever, you bite a lav, and there's malchus. Wow, that's a very heavy issue. And what's the answer? Whoa, no, a tosus and kedushin versus a tosus and kulin. The tosus and kedushin daf lamed dalet writes halav olim. You know what? If something is also because of a lav and an essay, that means it bolsters, it fortifies, it strengthens the lav. There is no dechia. And there's Malkus Daraisa. What would cases be? Shabbos Chof Dalet. A person is Sorev Kodshim B'Yantiv. There is a mitzvah Beish Yisrofu. But Sorev HaNyantis is a lav and then an essay. So Ravashi, Ein Esed Ocha Losa, Save Essay. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, Malkus Daraisa. A person goes ahead and you violate some halacha in order to facilitate Kisi Adam, Beis Adav Ches. No? What do you mean? It's B'makom Kisi Adam. Yeah, but Ein Esed Ocha Losa, Save Essay. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Malkus Daraisa. Tosfos and Chulin, a very, very great Kiddush. No. Subtraction. The essay is Docha the Lav. Your guilt is a bittel essay. And then where Tosfos writes the Kiddush, a tiny Tosfos. No? Ein Esed Ocha Losa, Save Essay. Ain't a loke. Wow. No malchus. That's a pretty fundamental machlokes. Do you assume the halav olim or do you not? And based on the Tosfos Kedushin, the premise, now Tosfos asked an incredible kasha that in all those cases where the Gemara applies on Yantif, the klal of Ein Esed Ocha Losa Se Ve'esei, you know what I'm going to ask you? All of that is understandable if it's a man who's doing the mitzvah. But if it's a woman who's doing the mitzvah, and Tosfos assumes such a premise, and Tosfos maintains this lahalacha, that a woman is only chayiv in the lava malacha nyantif, but she's exempt from the essay, because the essay of malacha is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, so therefore, for a woman it's only a lav, and we should allow essay dochalos essay. Wow. And that doesn't sound true. The Mishnah says you cannot be sorev kodshim. The Mishnah does not say a man cannot be sorev kodshim, but a woman can be sorev kodshim and yantiv. Wow. So you know what Tosfos writes? No. Halav olim. And what's that great kiddush of Tosfos? Halav olim. Oh, another kiddush. Halav olim, even if you're exempt from the essay. Bishlama, a man is obligated to lav an essay. That's a strength in lav, I understand. No, Tosfos a step further. Even if a woman technically is exempt from the essay because it's a zman grama, but the essay is not irrelevant, the essay still serves a very crucial role in fortifying and bolstering and strengthening the lav, and that lav is not nita midachas. Wow. So that's a huge machlokas. No, Tosfos Kedushin, Tosfos Simchulin, whether the klal of Ein Esed Ocha Losa Se Vesei does not allow for dechia at all, or no, the essay is docha the lav, and there is a balance with an afnina daraisa, dechia hai gav in these cases are yachai malchus, or is that not true? That's pretty heavy, no? Whew. What about Aryasel, the Rit for the Rashba, Rashi, Ein Esedoche, Shrei Lavim. Would you say the same? Or would you distinguish? The same or no? The same or no? Ooh, Sahir, ooh, Rabbi Chaim Ozerites and Achezer. Not the same. Not the same. Not the same. Everyone is going to agree with the Tosus and Chulin Kufam Ala. Everyone's going to agree with the Tosus and Chulin Kufam Ala. Wow. Even the Tosus and Kedushin is going to agree that Ein Esedoche Trei Lavim means one in, one out. Yeah, that's very mistaken. That's very mistaken. No? Yeah. Because what's the whole svar of the Tosfos and Kedushin? Halav olim, halav olim. What exactly does that mean? Oh, malach on yantiv is not just a lav, it's also an essay. Why did the Torah forbid malach with a lav and an essay? You need the essay. You know what the answer is? The purpose of essay is to serve an incredibly supportive role. It fortifies, it strengthens, it bolsters the lav. Halav olim is not need to need achas. Can one possibly suggest such a svar when it comes to Trei Lavim? What does Trei Lavim mean? What does Trei Lavim mean? The same thing as Usher with two Lavim? No. It means the following. There's a Lav for a Kohen Gadol. There's a Lav for a Nazir. They're two absolutely independent Isurim. There are two absolutely independent Yisurim. There is a lav that a Kohen Gadol cannot do this. There's a lav that a Nazir cannot do that. No? Two independent Yisurim. If you happen to be a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir, guess what? These two independent, you know what? They coincide. That's the svar of Halav Olim. Halav Olim. Halav olim means the Torah goes out of its way and says malach is not only forbidden with halav but also an essay. That's halav olim. But if you have two absolutely independent yisurim that happen to combine by chance, because this Kohen Gadol happens to be a Nazir, that's halav olim. That's not halav olim. Each lav is considered to be independent. Neither lav is strengthened at all by the other. And therefore, they happen to coincide. Each one is an Isser Bifnei Atzma. And therefore, we would allow the essay to be Docha one. And therefore, Chaim Ozer writes the following Ha'ara, that when it comes even to those Rishonim that say, an essay Docha Trei Lavim, according to our Tosfos, an essay is Docha Trei Lavim, and therefore, good to go. According to the Rishonim, no, but I admit, one Isser is subject to the Chiyah. That's pretty important, no? That's the Chiddush of Chaim Ozer. That I wouldn't make that parallel to the call of Ein Esei Docha Lo Sasei Ve'Esei. Because there you have a Tosfos and Kedushin writes that Halav Olim, that's not true when you have independent Yisurim. If we're talking about two brothers marrying two sisters, and guess what? You have an Isser of Eishasach, you have an Isser of Achos Isha. Is there any convergence of Eishasach and Achazisha? They're two independent Yisurim. They're two independent Yisurim that happen to coincide because two brothers married two sisters. But I wouldn't apply the Chihai Gavna, a Sura of Halav Olim. Halav Olim. Wow. That's something which is pretty important. No? You with me? No? Maybe very Pashut. Okay. Ooh, the next point, Reb Chaim Ozer. No? Rashi holds that Ein Esedoche Trei Lavim. The Rash for the Ritva, Ein Esedoche Trei Lavim. Of course Tosus is right. Of course Tosus is right. Of course Tosus is right. Yivam Estevchav. Right? Like we have to go through the whole sugya again. No, like Yivam Estevchav. Yivam Estevchav. You have a Kohen Gadol. His brother died. A Kohen Gadol mina erisin. Does he do yibum? Yeah, the Gemara says, Esedoche lo sasei. Yeah, you're right. If this would be Minha Nisuin, no, 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 because she's a Ba'ula. That's Ein Esedo Chalosa Sebesei. All right, we discussed that. Now, let's say it's Minha Erisin. So she's still a Basula. So therefore, there's Nisra Bamana. And Nisra Bamana Lakoingod. And Amana Lakoingod. Okay, Esedo Chalosa Sebesei. And Midra Banan, Gozra Birishona, Atubi Ishnia, because that had to be a little bit heter, but of course, Esedo Chalosa Sebesei. Of course, Esedo Chalosa Sebesei. How is that relevant to us? Let me ask you a very, very simple question. A very simple question. Not like Kohen Gadol Amana, Kohen Gadol Amana. We discussed those Rambams, no? Hilchas Yisrei Bia Perek Yud Zayin. No? Halacha Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. No? We went through that already. No? The Rambam writes, you should realize when it comes to a case of and Amana LaKohen Gadol, there are two Isurim. There are two Isurim, no. Where did the Rambam get this from? You know what? A Pasuk in Chumash? No. What does the Torah tell us? There are Yikach Chavalet. Pasuk Yedalet is Lo Yikach. Lo Yikach. Don't you dare marry an Amana LaKohen Gadol. The next Pasuk, Pasuk Tezvav. Velo Yichalel. Velo Yichalel. There are two Isurim. There's Nisra Lo Yikach. There's Nisra Lo Yichalel. There's an Israel Yikach, there's a Loichalo. There are two Isurim. There are two Isurim. Wow. Remember we saw that Chiddush of the Rambam? But there's a difference between Amana LaKohen Gadol as opposed to other cases. Other cases. What was that Chiddush of the Rambam? That other cases required Kiddush Ba'al. Kideshuba'o. But the Rambam writes, what do you mean? The Isser of Almana, the Kohen Gadol, does not require Kideshuba'o. Kideshuba'o. Why not? Why not? Why not? The Rambam said something, you know what? Let's say, for example, a Kohen goes and marries a Grusha. That should not be. Okay, they get divorced, fine. Let me ask you this. The fact that the Kohen married the Grusha, how does that affect the status of the Grusha? How does that affect the status of the Grusha? What we discussed earlier, now guess what? A Grusha is a Asur LaKohen but Mutar LiYisrael. A Kohen went and married the Grusha. Okay, they got divorced. Now, this woman is Asur LaKohen and Mutar LiYisrael. Good? The fact that this Grusha married a Kohen, guess what? Does that affect her status? How does it affect her status? Before, she was Asur LaKohen Mutaris LiYisrael. After, Asur LaKohen Mutaris LiYisrael. Whoa. Let's assume, for example, you have an Almana. An Almana. Wow. An Almana who, guess what? Now, Baal LaKohen Gadol. An Almana is Mutar LaKohen Edya, Asur LaKohen Gadol. But if Nivla LaPasala, guess what? She's Asur LaKohen Edya. She's Asur LaKohen Edya. Oh, the Rambam writes, even though I always require Kideshu Ba'al, you don't need Kideshu Ba'al when it comes to Kohen Gadol, because the bee itself is going to be Mechalel. This woman, she was an Almana. An Almana can marry a Kohen. If she marries a Kohen Gadol, she's Asur LaKohen, because Nivla Pasala. Oh, there you can have the separate Isser of Lo Yechalel, even without. Whoa, so that was that great Kiddush of the Rambam. That, you know, typically speaking, when it comes to Chavilav and Kidei Shubal, but not when it comes to Manal Kohen Gadol, there are two Isurim. There's the Yikav and Yichal, two different Sukim. Pasuk Gedalet, Pasuk Tezvav. Also, Chaim Ozer writes the following. How can this be Machlokes Rishon? No? Manal Kohen Gadol are two Isurim. O Yikav and Yichal. And it's the Gemara Mefureshes that Esed Ochalos Sasein. Esed Ochalos Sasein. Midrabanan, but Esed Ochalos Sasein. So you know what you see? The mitzvah Sasei of Yibum is Doche the Isra of Lo Yikach, and the mitzvah Yibum is Doche the Isra of Lo Yechalo. Of Lo Yechalo. So, it's Machlokes. It's Machlokes. Of course, Tosus is right. That an Esed is Doche Trelavim. That's the Gemara's case of Esed Ochalos Sasein. Amanim in Eresh and the Kohen Gadol, where there are two Lavim. There's Lo Yikach, there's Lo Yechalo. How do you know there are two lavim? Pasuk and Chumash. How do you know there are two lavim? The Ram Berak Yud Zayin, the Hilchos Yisrei Bia. How exactly is that? Is that true? Is that true? Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. So Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes the following chiddush. I just have to think about it. I want you to take a look inside and, ooh. I just got through saying that even if you're of the opinion, the Rashba, the Ritva, Rashi, that Ein Esidoka Treilavim, that does not mean there's no Dechiyah. It means that, you know what, that the essay is docha one isser, but it's not docha the second isser, but it is docha one isser. You can't apply that lambda sub, the Tosas of Kedushin of Lamed Aleph, to say halavolim, halavolim, but it is docha one isser. It is docha one isser. Wow, wow. It is docha isser. Oh. So Chazan was writes the following. That's clear. You're not going to say halav alim. The essay is nothing. Even if there are two isurim. But the essay is docha. Let me ask you the following question. So let's say the mitzvah bim is docha the isra bo yichala. That's a sidocha lo sase. The mitzvah bim is docha the isra bo yichala. You know what that would mean? That Lo nischalala ha'almana al yadei b'yazu. If this is the makom mitzvah, and this is a bias heter, because of Esed Ochalosa say, does she become asur of the kohen hedyah? Let me ask you that sugi nivamas, of chafim b'deis. Now, forget about one isur, two isur, very simple. Brother dies, he's a coin, the brother's a coin gadol. Is there yiba midaraisa? Absolutely is. What do you mean? This is amana the coin gadol. Amana the coin is nivel apostola. Nivel apostola, this is a biaseter. Esidokalosasei. Let me ask you the following. Does esidokalosasei result in nivel apostola? Lamayna afkamina, is this woman mutter the coin hedyot? No? And Almanas muteris the Kohen Hedyot, but not Nivel Apostolah. If an Almana would dare marry a Kohen Gadol, she's a Sur, the Kohen Hedyot. There's Yibum in Midaraisa, Esed Ochalosa say. So you know what? If it's Esed Ochalosa say, this is a Bias Heter, do I say it's a Bias Heter as a result of which she's Mechalal her Kedusha? She's Mechalal her Kedusha as a result of a Bias Heter? Doesn't Chilul Kedusha mean like you did something wrong? No? The Torah says no, and you went ahead and did. What do you mean? The Torah says you and Amana can't marry Kohen Gadol. Makom Yibam Esed Ochalosa say a Bias Heter. If one would assume then Pashut, no, she's not a Sur LaKohen Hedyot. This was Nivla LaPasol, LaPasola. What do you mean LaPasola? The Torah says it's a mitzvah deraisa of Yibam. This is a Bias Heter. There's no violation of Lo Yichala. Esed Ochalosa say means there's no violation of Lo Yichala. We know Rabbi Chaim Ozer writes, if there's no violation of Lo Yichala, would there be a separate Isra of Lo Yichala? When the pasuk says, you know what, Kohen Gadol, don't you dare marry an amana. Lo yikach mishum lo yichalel. Ooh. But you're going to apply a principle of an esed ochalosa say, and there is no yichalel, because it's a bias heter. Is there going to be an isra of lo yikach? Do you know Moser writes? Nope. Ooh, so that's pretty stunning. No, that's pretty stunning. In other words, the shita of the Ritva, the shita of the Rashi, the shita of Rashi is... In general, an essay cannot go ahead and push aside two lavin. But you know what that means, step one? One lavin will be docha. Okay, but there's a remainder. There's a lister lav. That's true. But, no? If you're dealing with the isra of lo yichala, then what's driving the isra of lo yichach is the chilul kedusha, and Esed Ochalosa say would mean that there is no Chilul Kedusha because it's a Bias Heter. There is no Isser of Lo Yikach. And that's why the Gemara says, Nivamas Nafaf, that an Almana min Eris na Kohen Gadol, Esed Ochalosa say. Without Tosus's Chiddush that a single mitzvah of Yimun Kibidoche, Lo Yichal and Lo Yikach, but even if you assume that's not true, a single one cannot be Doche multiple Yisurim, one it is Doche. It's a Bias Heter, it's not called Chilul Kedusha, and if it's not called Chilul Kedusha, therefore,
Mimela ein kan lo yikar. Whoa, no? That's the chain of Lochai Moshe. That's pretty heavy, no? You cannot go ahead and compare in Esidocha Treilav into Ein Esidocha Losa Zay Vesay. One Isser certainly is subject to Bechia. The second Isser typically Bechala Torah Kul remain. But if you're dealing with the relationship of the Likach and the Michalel, in such a case, if there's no Chilo, there is no, And you know what? Rav Chaim Moshe writes, with this in mind, I want to resolve the Suffolk of the Machaneh. Because the Sakhavik Makin is exactly that point. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of a grusha, shenafla li'ibum l'koin. Naf li'ibum l'koin. Let's say you have such a case, no? Where it's b'makom ibum, she is a grusha, and he is a koin. Yeah, but esi do chalos hasei. Esi do chalos hasei. Let the mitzvah of Yibum be doche the love of Yerusha l'Kohen. Yeah, midaraisi, yes. Esidokhalosasei. Oh, but let me ask you the following question. They have a child. Is that child a cholo? A child who is born from a grusha marrying a Kohen is a cholo. He loses his kedushas kohuna. No? Loses his kedushas kohuna. This is a mitzvah of Yibum with the Bias Eter. Is it possible to create a psul with a bias eter? How can you be possible with a bias eter? You're going to tell me that, well, a mamzer mem is mamzeris, it's a bias eter, and the child is a mamzer. Yeah, you're not creating mamzeris. That child is a mamzer because of yuchsin. No? His parents are mamzerim, he's a mamzer, no? But to create mamzeris, don't you need yisurabia? To create the chalo, don't you need... It is, sir. Wow. But that's really fascinating. No? You have a case of, let's say, a grusha. Mary's a kumamokum yibum. Is that called nivul apasala? The starting point is, of course. A coin can't marry a grusha. That's nivul apasala. Yeah, but here, there's the mitzvah of yibum. Oh, see what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, but that's only allowed because of Esedokhalosase. When you apply the principle of Esedokhalosase, and if that works within the misgeres of Dukhuya, you know, how exactly do you view that? The Kohen's Kedush is here. The Grusha is here. She is Pasul Kohen. But you know what? A mitzvah overrides, but it is still called nivul apasala. Or they argue, you know what? The chihai gavne, it's as though she was not a grusha at all. The Torah says there's a mitzvah ibum. So why would I call that nivul apasala? That's like a fascinating issue. Can I call, that maisabia nivul apasala if it's a bias heter? No. Oh, but what if it's a bias heter based on esidu chalosense? It's complicated. No, there is an isser, but there is an override. If there's an isser, but there's an override, is that enough to say that this is called nivla l'pasala? Or is it not? Wow. That's the suffix of the makna. That's not so simple. Not so simple at all. Rav Chaim Moshe writes the next step. Whoa, beautiful Kiddush. Uktsas dugma. I'll give you a parallel. Not exact. I'll give you a parallel. Wow. A Mishnah in Psachim and Aftei Dalet, where the Mishnah says the following. A person is partaking of the Korban Pesach. You know what the Torah tells us? Etzem lo sishru. The etzem lo sishru. You cannot engage in shviras etzem. Well, okay. You can't go ahead and just break those bones. Okay. That's the most issue. Why exactly is that true? Ooh, that's the Sefer Achinuch. One reason now. Karban Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mashal of Gedula. You have to eat it as a Ben Melech. A Ben Melech is Al Hasova. A Ben Melech doesn't break bones, no?
You know, you have a little piece of meat in front of you. You know, you're a little still hungry. You're going to break the bone in order to eat a little bit more. To do a little bit. A melech. Kedei svia. You have to eat it. No, but there are chmalchus. But etz no sishrubo. The Gemara has a fascinating question. Etz no sishrubo. Sachin pei dalet. The Gemara says the following. You know what? That's a Mishnah. What happens? Hashover betamim. Hashover betamim. What happens if the carbon is tamim? Oh, the Gemara says the following. Etzim lo sishrubo. And that is that betara, but not betumah. Betara, but not betumah. But not betumah. There would be no issa in such a case of etzim lo sishrubo. Etzim lo sishrubo. Wow. The issa of shviras etzim is only if it's eaten betara. However, betumah, that really is not true. That really is not true. How do you know that that's true? Ooh, the Gemara says the following. The Tanakamish drasha is because etzmo sishro means b'kashav lo b'basim. Okay. Rebbe's drasha is the following. Babayis echad ye'achel, achila, ve'etzmo sishro. You know what that means? Royula achila. Tanakama says the Isser of Etzem of Sishbrubo applies if something is Tahor and not Tameh. Rebbe says a similar drasha that Babaya Sechad Yachel, that which is Royal Achila Tahor, then there's Nitzer Etzem of Sishbrubo. Oh, the Gemara asks, might be nice. What's the difference between the Tanakama's drasha of Bo Kashlo B'Posel as opposed to Rebbe's drasha of B'Bayasecha Ye'achel? Oh, the Gemara says the following. A nafkamina, ready for this? This is pretty incredible. You know what the nafkamina is? Pesach Haba B'Tumah. Pesach Haba B'Tumah. Let's assume you have a case of Pesach Haba B'Tumah. You know what that means, Pesach Haba B'Tumah? Tumah is whatever, suspended. Kutra, dechui betzibur. Yumadafav, senadaf yabez. Kutra betzibur. The carbon is tameh, but there still is a mitzvah sachila. There still is a mitzvah sachila. Given the fact that etzen o sishrubo only applies to that which is tohor, not tameh, what would you say about tuma hutra, tuma dechui betzibur? Is that treated as Tahar, or is that treated as tummy? Wow, that's a fascinating analysis, no? Bechetza, tummy. But there's a doche, And therefore, it's royal achila. It's royal achila because tuma is duchuya betzibur, tuma sutra betzibur. But bechetza is something which is, whoa, that's a machlokas tanakamin rebbe, as to whether there's an isra of shviras etzim. No? Because on the one hand, inherently there is tuma. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah achila despite the fact that there is tuma. Oh, is that called bo, velo b'posel, achila? That's a fascinating deal, no? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah achila because there's an override. On the other hand, the chefza, this is what it is. It's tame. That's where Chaim Ozer writes. The ktsas dugma. That's very similar to our case. You have a case of a grusha, shenafla the ibum the kohen. You know what? Is she a grusha? She's a grusha. It's not that somehow, al yidei ibum, she's not a grusha. She's a grusha. But you know what? Bechi haigavda b'mitzvahs ibum, a grusha is muteris. Muteris the kohen. Oh, is there a mitzvah ibum? Yes. The chefza, the status of grusha? Yes. So, you know what? So what if a child is born as a result of that? Do we assume that the child is a kohen kasher, or the child is considered to be a chalal? A grusha, yes, but what do you mean? She's muteris. That's a pretty, pretty heavy issue, no? That's the lumdus. Okay, Moser writes. So take a look at that for Hemshech of Ishi. Then we'll have to discuss again the whole yisov. Why is it that Esed Ophel is saying? Why exactly is that true? If it's not because it's obvious, Nessie is so much more chomer than love,
if it means despite, not because, so what exactly is indeed the mechanism of Esed Ocholos HaSeh? And then you will see a very fundamental matter of this issue. Okay. Mm.